Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
743, 17 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time for Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, sir. How was Thanksgiving for you?
It was good. I'm full. I'm glad it's over and ready to move on to Christmas now.
Yeah, but you got a month between now and Christmas and the end of the year, and it's time to make some money moves, right?
Yeah, so, you know, Tommy, what I wanted to do today was December comes on quick. The end of the year gets here really fast. And while we're all doing all of our holiday planning and our end of year planning, a lot of people forget that there's some things you can do now in December that will save you a whole lot of pain in April when you start to file your taxes. So okay. I really just wanted to do a big lightning round. You know,
let's
I want to touch on a bunch of topics. And then if this is anything that I'm not going to get in detail, but if it's anything that a particular person hears and they say, oh, that does apply to me, I encourage them to go out and do a little bit more research on this.
Sure.
So, standard disclaimer, anything I tell you, you should, of course, talk to your tax professional. You don't want to just say, oh, Jason told me and go do something, because everyone's situation is, of course,
right,
individual and different.
Sure.
So first thing I'll touch on, flexible spending accounts, right? That's something, if you have one of those, you know what it is. It's a health plan, and it's basically the money that gets put in there is use it or lose it. So I always encourage everyone, if you have money in your flexible spending accounts, go review how those work and make sure if you have funds in there that you need to use them, because you don't want to lose them and just give them up at the end of the year. So that's one. If that applies to you, I think you guys know who you are. So go ahead and check those out. To that end, with insurance, if you've met your insurance and medical deductibles, I love to use December as one of those days. You go do every checkup, every cleaning, everything known to man, right? Because
if it's broken
already,
get it fixed,
yeah,
right?
Or if you think it's broken, Tommy,
yeah,
right? Just go get all of the checkups,
sure,
because it's, I don't want to say it's free, but I mean, you've already hit your deductible. You've paid the money. Go out there and just go.
I wouldn't break it just to get it fixed, but if it is broken, I'd get it fixed.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the other thing I like to remind everyone, especially in the month of December, is about charitable donations. If you want it to apply to your 2025 taxes, you got to do it by the end of the year. And I always encourage everyone, December is a huge month for charitable donations. It's when most of the nonprofits get a lot of their donations. So if you're thinking about it, or if it's just something that you want to do, just make sure you pencil it in and get it done before the end of the year, so you can get that tax benefit, mm-hmm, that comes with those things. Then retirement contributions, right? So you still have a couple paychecks left in the year to adjust your 401k. The IRS limit is $23,500, but if you're over 50, there's the catch-up contributions. And so this one's a little interesting, right? Because once you get to December, you tend to know where you're going to be from an income standpoint. And so it's a good time to look at the tax bracket you may end up in, because you could increase your 401k and actually have a fairly significant impact on your taxable income in the month of December. Just do a couple catch-up contributions, make some changes. You know, you don't want to bump into that additional tax bracket and have a much higher burden. So it's a good time to do a quick rundown and check that out.
So that means if you you can donate or contribute X amount to your 401k, but you haven't, and if you do, then you got the money in your 401k and you don't pay taxes on it, right? You defer your tax liability. Accurate?
Correct. You're going to reduce your taxable income. So, yeah, let's just say that, you know, that $5,000 you're going to put in changes your taxable bracket. You can lower it down a little bit, right?
And so, and just keep
the money. Benefit. And, well, and look, man, I mean, I've talked forever about the compounding benefits of funds in your 401k. So it's a double win. You're increasing your retirement earnings and reducing a little bit of that taxable income.
All righty.
So,
okay.
I also encourage everyone to check your withholdings and estimated taxes. Like this one's big for gig workers, right? A lot of folks have taken those side jobs with Uber, Lyft, whatever. Anything that pays you in a 1099, those taxes aren't taken out. So I encourage everyone who's had a side gig or a side hustle this year, and this is your first time doing it, be aware that there's some tax obligations that come with that. So you just want to go ahead and review those things and make sure that you know where you are from a tax standpoint. It's relatively easy to find out if something's taking taxes out. Check your W-2s, check your pay stubs. And if you've never been a 1099 employee or this is your first year doing side work, talk to a CPA or a tax planning professional so that come April you're not scrambling around trying to find money to pay taxes on those types of things.
Not a good thing to do.
It is not. So let's just say you're one of those 1099 workers who didn't pay any taxes and didn't save any of the money. There's a thing that's called tax loss harvesting. This one sounds incredibly technical, Tommy, but let's just say against some of our better advice we've had on this show, you invested in Bitcoin and you've had quite a bit of losses this year. So what tax loss harvesting is basically saying I've got an investment out there that maybe I haven't realized those losses on, like a whole bunch of Bitcoin. What you can do is you can actually realize those losses now to offset some of your income and actually reduce your taxable capital gains and whatnot. So if you've had an investment this year and you feel that it's underwater, I would talk to a tax professional about the potential for some tax loss harvesting. Like this gets really complicated, but I would encourage everyone. Bitcoin's interesting in the way you can handle it, right? You don't have some of the cleanup rules that you would have with the traditional stock. Mm-hmm. So it's never good that Bitcoin's down, but this may present some folks who are heavy in it an opportunity to save on their taxes a little bit.
Okay.
Another one, required minimum distribution, right? So if anyone listening's over 73, they know about RMD, but maybe you're helping someone who's over 73. And so all that money you put in your 401k, the government wants taxes on those funds at some point, Tommy. So that's when they start what they call the RMD as you get later in life. And if you don't do at least your required minimum distribution, the penalties can be up to like 25% of what you should have withdrawn.
So means if you're 73, you have to take it out and pay taxes on it?
You have to take out a certain amount of it, yes,
okay.
Tommy. So there's a formula they use to call the required minimum distribution. And if this applies or if maybe you have family members you're helping with this, just check it before year end because that withdrawal you do may save you some penalties as you go into next year.
Very good and information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So these aren't financial, but these are things that I like to do as I get to the end of the year because I feel like they're important. Audit your subscriptions, man. The zombie subscription spend is real, especially nowadays. And I always just, before the end of the year, I go through all of my...
Define that, if you would, Jason, a zombie description, zombie subscription.
Yeah, so look, I mean, we all know about things like Netflix and all the various other streaming services. But, you know, a lot of times if you get something from an app store... those things have, you know, you download an app and it's like $10 a year or something like that. They always seem to hit in January, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you go into your various app store programs on your phones, you can, the Apple one lets you look at your subscriptions and it'll tell you when they're going to bill again and just go in there and just turn all those things off, right? I mean, chances are a lot of these recurring subscriptions come by me. We think, oh God, I forgot I even had that thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I tend to do. So I also encourage everyone, if you've had any unfortunate incidents where you need to update your beneficiaries, do it now, right? Take a moment to go through bank accounts, retirements, insurance policies, all those things before you get into next year. Just do a quick review. If you need to update your beneficiaries, get with your financial institution, get with your wherever those funds may be, insurance policies, and just fix them. When you go to, you don't want to go to file taxes. You have a dependent. They're not on some of the things. It gets messy. So this is a real good time, especially because you're going to be seeing your family because it's the holidays anyway. Right, Tommy? Mm-hmm.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, the deadline, December 31st, is important because...
It's important because that's the end of the year, right? And even though you file your taxes in April, the things you do now are going to be the ones that impact you when you file those taxes. So just take a couple minutes today to do it, and it'll save you a whole lot of pain later on.
And if you got any questions, it's always best to check with your CPA.
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, this is also a great time to plug the Odyssey app, right, Tommy? Because I know we went through a whole lot of information, and
sure,
lots of folks probably didn't have pieces of paper to scribble this all down. So, you know, if you want to go back and listen to it, you can go listen to it on WWL.com or the Odyssey podcast app. And just if any of these things kind of spark the listener's interest and they want us to dig into it on a further segment, we can absolutely do that.
All right, if somebody wants to get in touch with Gulf South Bank, how do they do it?
GulfBank.com or just come into one of our branches.
What did I say?
You said Gulf South.
I meant Gulf Coast Bank. I'm sorry, Jason. I got too many Gulfs going on. I got Gulf States. I got Gulf South Guarantee. I got Gulf States Cleaning. I got all kind of Gulf. Gulf Coast Bank. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Not a problem.
I'm not feeling great. Thank you. I appreciate it. 7:53, 7 till 8. Traffic now. WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.